BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Biden has told the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that as Israel continues its military campaign in Gaza, there's a critical need to protect the civilian population, including those supporting aid operations. Mr. Netanyahu's office said he made it clear that Israel would continue the war until its objectives had been achieved. Shinga Nyoka reports from Washington.
The two leaders discussed Israel's military campaign in Gaza, including its aims. In a statement, the White House said President Biden emphasized the critical need to protect civilians and aid workers and the importance of allowing civilians to move safely away from areas of ongoing fighting. Their conversation followed the near-unanimous UN Security Council vote to scale up humanitarian aid into Gaza and to create conditions for an urgent and extended pause in the fighting. While Biden has kept up U.S. support, he's now increasingly critical of Israel's bombardment and the resulting humanitarian crisis.
Poland's conservative president Andrzej Duda has said he will veto the new government's proposals for public sector pay rises and the financing of state media. Mr. Duda said this was a response to the sacking of public broadcasting executives in a row over impartiality. He was elected president as a candidate for the Law and Justice Party, which was ousted from power in recent elections. Our Europe regional editor, Paul Moss, assesses the current political stalemate.
It's been the big question ever since Poland's new government took power. Would it actually be able to do anything, given the naked hostility of the president and his power of veto? Passing a budget is a basic task of any legislature, so Andrzej Duda's promise to nip this one in the bud does not augur well. The president's particularly hostile to planned spending on Poland's state media. No surprise, given furious rows over its alleged political bias. The new prime minister, Donald Tusk, has warned of a bumpy road ahead. Fasten your seatbelts, he said.
A Chinese woman who made headlines 3 decades ago after being poisoned while at university has died. She was 50. Zhu Ling was poisoned with thallium. Our Asia Pacific regional editor Mickey Bristow has more details.
Zhu Ling was a chemistry student at Beijing's prestigious Tsinghua University when she fell ill. She had stomach pains and suffered from hair loss. At first, no one could work out what was wrong with her. She was diagnosed with thallium poisoning only after her friends exchanged details of her symptoms on the internet with international medical experts. The poisoning left her paralysed, almost blind and with brain damage. Even though a suspect was identified, a dorm mate who was apparently jealous, no one was ever convicted.
World News from the BBC. There's growing hope for an end to the 9-year war in Yemen after the warring parties committed to a new ceasefire and agreed to engage in a UN-led peace process. The announcement follows meetings in Saudi Arabia and Oman. Yemen has been gripped by conflict between the Iran-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led coalition supporting the government. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in the fighting. The United States has reiterated its profound concerns about the imprisoned Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, whose current whereabouts remain unknown. Writing on the social platform X, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, called for Mr. Navalny's immediate release. A number of Western embassies in Kinshasa, capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, have called for calm as tensions rise over this week's legislative and presidential elections. 12 European missions plus Canada issued a joint statement urging all participants to exercise restraint as votes are counted. Laura Lynch, a founding member of the American country music band The Chicks, has been killed in a car accident in Texas. She was 65. The band, originally known as the Dixie Chicks, said they were shocked and saddened. Lynch, a bassist and later singer, founded the group in 1989 with 3 other women. They recorded 3 albums together before she left. Here she is singing some of the vocals in their song, Just a Bit Like Me.
Spends her days sewing curtains. I feel there's no time to lose. Well, it's a long way to Nashville, but then the garden is dry. If we could do it all over, would we still be satisfied?
The band dropped Dixie from its name in 2020 because the term has often been associated with the slavery era. BBC News.